One pick. One throne.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to King of the Hill Survival Pool Show. I'm your host, Sean Stewart, and it is December 23rd, 2025. Glad to have you on this wonderful Tuesday, because usually we do a show on Wednesday. So on this episode, my co-host will not be in this episode, but he'll be in for next week. So, by the way, let me put that. There you go. So there it is, King of the Hill Survival Pool Show for December 23rd, 2025. Have a happy Christmas. If you are watching this show or new to this channel, make sure you follow us on social media on X at King O The Hills and on Instagram at King of the Hill Survivor. Now, I did say last week that the website was into like a maintenance, but the website is back and better. So, usually the show airs every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 586 Sports. That is streaming on YouTube, X, and Instagram. And as of right now, for the audio version, it is not working on Spotify. For some odd reason, it's not working on Spotify, but it is working on iHeartRadio and on Apple Podcasts. Okay. And this show is also being brought to you by Splash Sports. So new Splash Sports customers can use code UUM2IX to get $10 free or credit when you enter a contest that is $10 or more. You will see that in the box description as well. So I'm not going to be in the video for short long. So I do want to recap of week 16. So I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week 16. So the Houston Texans did win. They beat the Raiders 23-21 at home. According to Pool Genius, they were like a 47.5 of public entries used to Texans. As Pool Genius was well below that number, they did recommend Houston in 23.1 of entries. Then you had the Philadelphia Eagles beating Washington Commanders. That was one of my picks on one of my survival pools. They were the second most popular pick. They have a 13.1 of public entries, and Pool Genius landed right in the same range at 12.6. Then Buffalo nearly beat the Cleveland Browns 23-20. They were a 10% rate. Pool Genius had them at 28.3. Then also, I had the New Orleans Saints. And by the way, New Orleans Saints had a 8.1 of public entries, sitting at 12.1. So, right, and let's be honest, the Jets are really trash. So if you did pick the New Orleans Saints, you have a very, very great, great chance for week 17 and 18, depending on what your pool looked like. And then a couple ones I recommend last week is like, don't take the Detroit Lions or the Steelers in that game. So 4.3 of the public used the Lions, but Pool Genius recommends check at 17.6, audible notable picks. Then you had the 49ers beat the Colts on Monday night. That was 4.0 to the public versus 3.2, according to Pool Genius. Then the Bengals beat the Dolphins. Bengals had a 3.0 public percent versus 1.9, according to Pool Genius. The Vikings beat the Giants. It was a 4.2 to the public. Then the Buccaneers lost to the Carolina Panthers. They were like a 0.9. And then the Chiefs lost to the Tennessee Titans. As a matter of fact, it was so bad, Gardner Minshew tore his ACL. So now they're stuck with their third quarterback. And that was the Titans' first home win of the season. And I did look something up, in case you did not know. So for 30 straight years, the NFL has welcomed at least four fresh teams into the playoff mix. So this season, the Patriots, Jacksonville Jaguars, Seattle Seahawks, Chicago Bears, and New England all punched their tickets, coming to the league streak of new contenders making a postseason run. Only three teams failed to place a single player in the 2026 Pro Bowl. That is the Jets, Vikings, and Saints. All three sit in last place in their divisions with a combined record of 15-30. And this just a couple of hours. So JJ McCartney has been ruled out after a MRI revealed a hairline fracture in his throwing hand, according to the team. So that is a tough blow for the Minnesota Vikings, adding to an injury-plagued season. So surgery is not needed. So as long as not no surgery, okay. So first, we're going to start off with the NFC, and then we're going to do the AFC. So what I'm going to do, so I'm going to share my screen. So if you're, so you won't see this on audio, but you will see this on video. All right, let's see. Oh, there was another one. I forgot to also say something. So I just found this out a couple of minutes before I got on the air. So the New York Jets made NFL history on Sunday, setting the record for the most consecutive games without intercepting a pass, total of 15. So if they go two more weeks without one, they will set an unbreakable record, an entire season without a single interception. Wow. That is a stat I have never heard in my life. That's something new. Okay, so now we are going to go. Now we're going to share the screen. Okay. So we're going to share the screen. All right, there we go. Let me get this out the way. As a matter of fact, let's do this. Okay, let's do that. All right, there we go. All right, so let's look at the NFC. So right now you're seeing is the NFC grid sheet. So all of these percentages came from Splash Sports. So right now the Cowboys are a favorite by 7 points against the Washington Commanders. So right now, this is the safest pick, or should I say safe. So Cowboys did lose to the Chargers last week, especially with that Chargers defense. Goodness gracious. So when you look at the Washington's defense, they are 31st ranked defense as they give up 7.8 yards per pass attempt, which is the worst in the NFL. So if you have Dallas Cowboys, depending on how many entries you have and depending on what your pool look like, I would pick the Dallas Cowboys. Then another one is you're looking at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as we're scrolling down to the NFC South. I apologize if you didn't see the winning percentage because that's Tampa for you. So right now they are playing. They're going on the road to face Dolphins. So the offense is getting healthy. And even though Baker Mayfield's not on the MVP conversation, he can actually beat out Quinn Ewers, who is the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, who is taking over for Tua as Tua is being benched. So he was okay against the dreadful Bengals defense last week. So he's going to face a physical Tampa Bay defense that'll bring into this matchup. So the Buccaneers hasn't been the most inspiring team as of late, but I will definitely use the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now because after this game, they got to face Carolina. This time the game is at home because this past week we just had week 16, they were at Carolina. So you could also look at the Carolina, not Carolina. You could also pick Tampa Bay against the Dolphins. Then, as I said before about the JJ McCartney, the Lions are not out of it as of yet. So according to Splash Sports, they're giving the Detroit Lions a 70.10% to beat the Minnesota Vikings because the last time they faced each other, the Lions lost to the Vikings at Detroit. So they lost to Pittsburgh last week. So the Vikings are overvalued as some close wins against bad teams as they don't have the firepower to keep up with Detroit. So anything can happen in divisional rivalries. So I am confident that Detroit wins at Minnesota, and then after that they got to go on the road at Chicago. So it is not going to be, I have a great feeling that the Lions may lose that game at Chicago. I have a very great feeling that they may lose that game at Chicago, especially the way Chicago has been playing for the past couple of weeks. Then if you look at the NFC West, we're looking at the Los Angeles Rams. as they have a 79.60% chance of beating the Atlanta Falcons, because that's a road game, because they did lose to the Seattle Seahawks in overtime. That was probably one of the best Thursday night football games. So the Rams passing attack will be tested against a solid Falcons defense, as the Falcons did beat the Arizona Cardinals on the road, but they are still one of the best picks of the week. So Stafford and company don't want to be in a wild card spot at the end of the season, and beating the Falcons is the only way to keep their NFC West hopes alive, as Kirk Cousins shown signs of life since his benching. So the motivated Rams defense will rise to the occasion after blowing the lead against Seattle last week. So the Rams are the Super Bowl favorite for a reason, and they will flex their muscles on Monday night. So that game is on Monday night. So you can either pick them on the road at Arizona, on the road at Atlanta, and then a home game against the Cardinals. Now we're going to head over to the AFC. Now we're going to do the AFC. Share the screen. We're going to go with AFC because there are a lot of teams that you can pick in week 17. Okay. All right. There we go. Okay. That's the right one. Okay. So I was just looking at my other button. Okay. So let's look at the AFC. So if you look at the AFC West right here, this is not only a pick I would pick, but this is like one of the picks that you can't miss. So right now, the Broncos are a confident pick of the week as they will face Kansas City, because the Chiefs do have a third string quarterback. And I got to tell you, like, who would have ever thought Kansas City would be this bad and not make it to the playoffs? So they are down to their third string quarterback, and his name is Chris Olakum. Okay. So Denver is just coming off that loss against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, I tell you, the Jacksonville Jaguars played a heck of a game at Denver, and Trevor Lawrence did had four passing touchdowns. So that one I would definitely pick. So if you have Denver Broncos on your survivor pool, I would pick them. Then you also look at the AFC East. That is the New England Patriots will face against the New York Jets, as the Patriots are a double-digit favorite. They are like a 12.5 favorite over the New York Jets. So the Patriots are just behind the Denver Broncos in the number two seed. So if the Patriots do win that game, then next week will probably be like a meaningless game. All right. So if you do have the New England Patriots on your survival pool, I would recommend picking that team. So the Patriots shockingly beat the Baltimore Ravens, as I thought Baltimore was going to pull the upset against New England, but New England pulled it off at Baltimore. So there's a lot of teams that could in the AFC is trying to get that number one spot. So that's why I was like, now is the time to pay attention to see like which team you could save for week 18. Another one we're looking at is the, what's another one I'm looking at? We're looking at is the Jacksonville Jaguars sitting at 6.5 over the Colts. So this large spread might make them ineligible, but with five teams favored by 7+ points, the Jacksonville Jaguars may sneak under the radar. As I did say before, the Jacksonville Jaguars did beat the Broncos last week. And if they can piece up that defense, the Colts will not have anything to slow them down, as the Colts is on a short week and they have seen their promising season evaporate in the last month and will struggle to get going in this one. So the Jaguars still have an opportunity to get that number one seed in the AFC. So that will be an easy team to put our life on the line with in week 17. So you can either use, so if you don't want to use Jacksonville, so they have a road game against the Colts, and then they play Tennessee in 18. So you can either pick them in 17 or 18. So it's one or the other. Then another one I would save, I would not even pick this team, is the Buffalo Bills. They're favored by 2.5 over Philadelphia Eagles. So that's kind of short. I'm surprised Vegas would give the Bills a 2.5. So between the Bills and the Patriots, they're fighting each other for an AFC East title and have taken down top teams in recent weeks. But the Eagles have gotten back on track with a few wins, but they haven't faced a top team in over a month. So don't be surprised if Buffalo wins that game. So Buffalo has two home games, Philadelphia and the Jets. Then another one, I would pick the Steelers, but if you have like a multiple entries, I will feel confident in picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if you have just like one, I will like, nah, I don't want to do that. So Pittsburgh is favored by 3.5, as the AFC North is an intense battleground. Now, DK Metcalf is suspended for the rest of the regular season, so this could be like a toss-up. And then you also got Myles Garrett is trying to get his record. So the game is in Cleveland. So according to Splash Sports, they're giving the Steelers a 64% chance of beating the Cleveland Browns. Then you also got another one, the Bengals. Now, the Bengals are favored by a touchdown. So according to Splash Sports, they got them at 78.70%. So their last two games is at home. So I wouldn't, matter of fact, this is another one I would have. I would definitely select them. So even though the Bengals are eliminated, the Joe Burrow is still balling from the Bengals, and the Cincinnati front office will be desperate to win and show Burrow that they have a promising future. So there is a sudden uptick in trade rumors will light a fire under the Bengals. And you might as well pick the Bengals on that. I will pick the Cincinnati Bengals. And then with the Saturday Night Football between Green Bay, because Green Bay is favored by 2.5, I will avoid both of these teams. You might as well have a better chance of saving that for next week, because that game is on Saturday. That will be on Peacock. I don't know if it's going to be on the NBC Sports Network, but I know it's going to be on Peacock. So just letting people know that. So if the game is not on NBC Sports Network, it will be on Peacock. So the teams that I have confident, I just had it on my notes, for heaven's sake. So let me see. Okay, so there we go. So here's my top week 16 survivor pick. So number one is Denver. Number two is Cincinnati. Number three is Dallas. Detroit's number four. And then the Rams is number five. So once again, is Denver, Cincinnati, Dallas, Detroit, and Los Angeles. Those are my top five week 17 survivor picks. I put 16. I meant to put 17. So those are my survivor picks for week 17 for survivor pool. So, and this is the second time I have been going this far, because I remember last year I didn't play survivor pool until week four. And I got to tell you, man, ever since I've been playing survivor pool, it has been a thrill. Also, if you are interested in doing a show on 586 Sports, you can email me at SeanS@586sports.com. Make sure you put in a subject so that way I'll know who I am talking to, and then we can set up like a scheduled meeting of if you have any questions on what about the show, what type of show do you want to do, vice versa, blah, and so on and so forth. Okay, so we will be back next week on our regularly scheduled time, Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on 586 Sports. And also, We are writing articles on the NBA player picks on Owner's Box and for the Player Survivor on Splash Sports. So make sure you follow us on X, Instagram. Now that will be on the stories and also on Threads. And what also we did is during those articles, we give you like the list of states that you are able to play. So that way you'd be like, okay, I put in the cash, but am I able to play the games or not? So we make it more easier for people to know like which game they could play and put in deposits. So not just only in the United States, but also Canada as well. So if you live in Canada, you will be able to play Splash Sports and on Owner's Box as well. Okay. Now on Splash Sports, it is available in Canada except for Quebec. Now on Owner's Box, it is available in Canada as well. All right. So you will hear the audio version on Apple Podcasts and on iHeartRadio. So the link will be in the description box. And then you'll be able to see this on YouTube as well. So Merry Christmas. You guys have a nice and wonderful Christmas and enjoy your NFL game as well. Enjoy your Week 17 NFL Survivor. I'm out.
One pick. One throne.